Let's get to our next guest. Now, we know that Port Adelaide veteran Travis Boak, he's approaching his 13th season. Well, 2019 will be the first in 6 years where he won't be the skipper. So he's going to join us and talk to us about that, along with a few other things, I'm sure. Travis, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, boys. How are we?
Very well, thanks, Travis. Now, we're just mentioning...
Firstly, boys, did I just hear that Heddy didn't get man of the match?
No,
he didn't.
Mitchell Stark took 10 wickets.
Ah, robbed.
Are we being parochial? You love your cricket. You play cricket. Are we being parochial? Do you think 161, when we were 3 for 28 in the first dig, and then 59 not outs, better than two lots of 5 wickets by Starkey?
Well, they say 5 wickets is 100.
They
do. Technically, it's 200. But in saying that, we've struggled to make runs all summer, and for Heddy to whack up 160 and then 60-odd, 70-odd not out, surely. But maybe we're just biased, I don't know.
Maybe the fact that every batsman made 100 almost. They thought,
Hey, just on the cricket, are you in a semi-final coming up, the Port team?
A quarter-final. We're down to 4 left, so I think it's next Tuesday we play. So I think it was only going to be a couple of games, and we just kept winning, so we're boys are going pretty well.
I'm guessing after Ollie Wines, it was probably you were flying under the radar. You probably have 5 TV cameras down there watching that match now. You get good coverage.
We might have a few journos down there now, but I might come off the long run.
All right. The pre-season for you, slightly different. You don't have the title as captain anymore. Has it been any different, or is it exactly the same?
Look, it's still pretty similar. I guess, 13 years in now, and still enjoying it, but look, nothing changes too much. I'm still a leader around the club, and try to set the example as best way I can. And obviously, pre-season is that by setting the standard, and I try and do that as best I can. And so nothing's changed there, but obviously we're seeing who else can sort of lead the group and take charge of training and things like that. So it's been exciting seeing that development.
You anointing anybody? Are you a fan of dual skippers as a role?
I'm not sure. I mean, if that's what it is and that's the best thing for the club, then it'll be great. But, there's multiple guys that could actually do it. And we've sort of spoken about those names over the past couple of months. And what I've seen so far this pre-season, that, you see guys stepping up, like Mike, Sammy Pell, Pepper, even like guys like Dougal and Ryan Burton coming over. These guys have actually stepped up as leaders as well in the group. So, it's pretty great to see that, and then obviously the ones, the senior guys leading the way, Hamish, Brad, Ollie, TJ, these sort of guys, it's been great to see, and whether it's joint captains, whether it's a single captain, it'll be the right decision that the club are making and the group will make, so I'm sure that'll do a fantastic job.
Is there a timeline on it? It'd obviously have to be done before JLT. Well, that's not far away.
Yeah, look, we're not rushing into anything. Obviously, we just want to see... who sort of steps up over the pre-season. And obviously, JLT's not far away, and that's sort of when we want to, have someone take control. So that's not too far now. So I'm sure we'll hear some news in the next, few weeks, when JLT starts.
Good work. Some new coaches, some new voices. We're hearing new ideas. What are they focusing on, the coaching group? What are you working on the most as a collective group, Boaky?
Oh, look, I think, it is great having new coaches come into the system because they bring new ideas. And Scully and Monty and, been great in that area. And, even Bro's coming in as well. So we've had Bass take over the forwards group. So it's been interesting having, his ideas come in. Obviously, been with the backs for a few years. And so that's been exciting. And just fresh ideas in different areas is always great. And but I think, like most sides, we want to, defend as best we can and defend aggressively and keep the ball in our front half. So a lot of that's been implemented again this year, but just a little bit of detail around it all. And I guess there's been a lot of freedom with it too. We want to defend our way and play offensively our way. And there's been a lot of freedom with that, which has been really exciting.
One of the battles, of course, is getting your best players on the park for as much as you can during the season. Now, Charlie Dixon and Hamish Hartlett are clearly two very important players. What sort of time frame are those guys heading towards?
Yeah, look, Hamish is he did a lot of training today, so he's ramped his training load up quite significantly. So he shouldn't be too far away from a round one, hopefully practice matches start. So that's really exciting for him, and it's been great to have him back in the group. And yeah, moved really well today. So hopefully he's not too far away from a full session and full contact. And obviously Charlie's had a pretty interrupted run. You know, he's still just doing some running at the moment. We're just trying to manage his load as best we can. Obviously, he's coming back from a pretty serious sort of injury. So, yeah, look, we just want to take it pretty cautious with him. You know, it's a pretty long season. So, and for him, he's very important to our group. So, probably a little bit of a slower process with Charlie.
You mentioned Sam Powell-Pepper, and I think most people, particularly Port fans, are hoping he's going to have a breakout year through the midfield. I think there's no doubt he can win as much contested ball as any other player in the comp. Has he been working on finding some of the, for want of a better term, outside ball so he can get a bit more of the footy and perhaps get some footy in, some time and space, so he's able to use it really well?
Yeah, definitely, mate. And look, it's a tricky one because, you know, with those sort of players, you don't want them to lose their weapons, which is their inside contested ball, explosive stuff, and focus too much on the outside game and then not, you know, not worry as much on the contested. But I think he's got that, and that's just going to come. And now, like, I've never seen someone improve so much over the off-season and come back the way he has. And his fitness levels have gone to an absolutely new level. And what I've been able to see in training and his outside run and getting a lot more outside ball, it's pretty exciting to see. So I'm pretty pumped to see him, you know, go round one and really show what, you know, the type of player he is and can become.
Port veteran, club favourite, certainly one of mine, Trav Boak, our guest. Ollie was walking laps today. He got through his op. He's looking good.
Yeah, look, the op went well and as well as we could have hoped. So, and Ollie's actually a pretty quick healer. So we're hoping, you know, this is exactly the same and he's back in no time. But yeah, look, Ollie, he can't sit at home, so he was at the club walking laps and in the gym today doing some stuff as much as he can, and hopefully he's out of the sling in a couple of weeks, yeah. and then progressing into some strength stuff and running. I think he'll be running hopefully in the next week or two, so he won't miss too much in that sense, and he's a fit man, so he won't miss too much there, and we'll ease him back into some contested stuff hopefully, you know, not too far. I know. Not too far ahead as well.
I know it was done to death. It was an accident. But as a club, you're one of the leaders. Have you addressed your footy leisure time and what you do? Has this caused a correction within the playing group, Trav?
Correction? So you think we shouldn't let guys go out and do their own thing?
I'm exactly opposite. I think you should, but has there been? I mean, you're a surfer. You know, motorbikes. I'm big for you having a life out of footy.
Exactly, mate. And look, obviously there's been some articles come out saying we shouldn't do that sort of thing. And look, it's shocking to read because honestly, like you've got to have a life. And for Ollie, look, as an action, he's been doing it since he was a kid. A lot of us go out surfing. I know, you know, guys all over the league do a lot of surfing, a lot of water skiing, ride motorbikes, do all that sort of stuff. And look, accidents do happen, but, you know, and it was an unfortunate one, and for Ollie, we're just disappointed that he'll miss a few weeks and has got to come back from it. But you know what? Like, I went out surfing a few days later, so I could have hurt myself there. And you just got to have a life outside of it. And more people now are, whether it be life, whether it be in football, there's so much mental health issues that you need a release from, whether it be from work, whether it be from, for us, from AFL, you just need that release. And for us, that might be surfing, that might be going water skiing. So look, I think you got to do it. And unfortunate, there's accidents that happen sometimes.
I was a bit more on the other side of the coin. I think there's a time frame when you should be doing it, and that's probably between September and January 1. And once you come back, I reckon there's some restrictions perhaps throughout the year where you say, I don't want to jeopardise what it is we're all working towards. So I'll have to disagree with you there. We had a text message from Anthony asking about Tom Rockliffe. Has he done the whole pre-season?
Yeah, so he had shoulder surgery at the end of the season. So we monitored him through in terms of contact the start of Christmas, but now he's done everything, every session, every running session, and now he's coming back into training with full contact now. So he's basically done the whole pre-season, just modified with contact. But look, he's in great shape as well, probably the best I've seen him. So look, we're looking forward to him hopefully having a big year as well.
Did Jack Watts have to speak to the group? Was he embarrassed? You're a previous captain. Did you speak to him? How do you feel about it all?
Yeah, I've spoken to him and the whole group's chatted to him. And obviously he spoke today. We've seen how emotional he was and how upset he was with the video. And look, it's obviously not acceptable and he knows that and he's admitted that. But from our point of view now, it's about looking after Jack You know, he's really disappointed, and he's felt that he's let the group down, and you know, a lot his family down, and so we've addressed that, and now it's about looking after him and making sure he's okay, and you know, that's probably the most important thing now, and making sure that he's moved on. And look, that video obviously was last October, and there's obviously been a lot that happened since, and he's made a lot of big changes. You know, after the last incident and in his life, a big positive change. So, and that's where he's heading, and that's been great. So it's obviously disappointing this has come out now after, and he understands that, and we move forward as a club and look after Jack as best we can.
As a teammate, you need to know that it wasn't an illicit drug, and are you 100% confident knowing him and being there and the questioning around that, whether it be from the AFL and the club, to yep. Jack, that it's not an illicit drug, Travis? Is that important to you?
Yeah, look, it is important to know that it's not an illicit drug, and obviously the video and the context is obviously disappointing as well, but knowing that it's not an illicit drug eliminates that, and obviously we don't stand for drugs in AFL and in our club as well. We're very, very strong on it, and so knowing that it's not is great news there, and certainly take his word for it. You know, Jack is a great person, and obviously made a mistake, and so for him to let us know that it's not, we definitely take his word on it, and we move on from that.
You mentioned it happened back in last October. You said since then he's made a lot of big changes. Does that suggest that there was some upside or some room to improve the way he was going about it?
Oh, well, obviously, you know, after everything that else come out with the text messages and things like that, he knew that he needed to make some changes in his life, and that's what he's spoken about, and he's made some positive changes in his life, and he was taking some steps forward, and we'd understand that, and we've seen it, and it's been fantastic. So for this to come out as an incident back in October to then obviously you know, come out in the media, it's hard for him knowing that he's made some big steps forward. So yeah, we just now support Jack as best we can and make sure that his mental health is looked after.
Trev, one last one. I know you don't want to field these questions. It's exciting. There's a lot of hope about your season this year. I know a lot of Port supporters, certainly Bix and I, have you in that category. But one last one, because we're getting a lot of texts and emails on our Mile In Office Furniture text. Do you think he should be penalised by either the club and or the leaders?
Yep. So that's something we'll discuss as a leadership group and senior leaders of the club. Obviously, it's just come out. We need time to sort of discuss. Okay. Everything that sort of went on, and that's something that we go through, and it doesn't just happen overnight. There's obviously a lot of facts that we've got to get and discuss, so we will discuss that over the next few days, and then from there, which we've done in the past with issues to whether we hand down a punishment or whatever it is, we've got to make sure we have all the right facts and make sure we come to the right agreement.
Thanks for fielding all of those questions, Bokey. I cannot believe this is your 13th season. I remember when you arrived as a little skinny Willy Wagtail from over there in Geelong, and, mate, it's been a pleasure to watch you go about it. I just have this feeling, not that it was ever a burden to you, the caps, you wore it as a badge of honour and you played really instinctively, but I just think this year's going to be a ripper for you. I hope it is. You added the 243 games. I love watching you go about it.
Thanks very much, boys. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Hey, Trav, just one. Did you get your number back? What number this year?
10.
Yeah, I'm back to number 10. So, obviously, yeah, the tradition is number one. Yeah. And then your number gets, I guess, sort of retired until you've sort of come back to that number. So, you're back in the number 10 this year. So, I'm looking forward to it.
Great stuff. Good luck. There you go, Travis Boak, former skipper of the Port Adelaide Footy Club. I have to get used to saying
love
that.
Him.
Let's hope that he has a good year. I reckon he's back. I reckon last 4 or 5 weeks of last year he really started to get cracking again, gets fit, bit of a weight off his shoulders. Who knows? He could have a very good